free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Shane Tonight Show. My name is Shane.
My name's Max, and it's easier to piss into a wide mouth bottle.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
You get me every time with those.
Yeah.
But it is easier.
It is so much easier. And well, I mean, we've all tried.
Yeah. Don't be out there like judging us.
Yeah. Narrow mouth versus wide mouth. Big difference.
Like if you're in a jam, you're going to want a wide mouth bottle
for yeah. sure.
Especially like a large size.
Yeah.
If you really got to piss. Anyway, this is a podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Let me get our sponsors out of the way.
Do it.
Or our one sponsor. All right. Quick shout out. This year's God, that sounded awful.
Just do it.
I'm going to do it again.
Just fucking do it.
All right. All right. Quick shout out to Black Label Supplements. Because if you're going to spend money on supplements, they better actually do something. Right, Max?
Right.
They better actually fucking work.
They better
work, right?
Actually work.
Right. I use Black Label Supplements because they're third-party tested, which means what's on the label is actually what's in the bottle. There's no mystery powder, no snake oil, just solid stuff that works. Whether you're lifting heavy, trying to stay lean, or just pretending to go to the gym to take selfies, Black Label's got you. And you know I got a code. Use code SHANE15 for 15% off. That's SHANE15 at BlackLabelSupplements.com. Get jacked, or at least try.
Hell yeah.
Hell to the yeah. All right. And our other affiliate link is, I'm blanking. We have an affiliate code with RSS.com. It's where we host our podcast. It's fucking really easy, right?
All right.
If two dudes like us can host a podcast and get it out there in the world, it's fucking easy.
Yeah. If we can do it, you can do it.
It's easy to start a podcast, right? They do all that stuff for you. Like, all you got to do is upload your podcast to RSS.com, and they'll select all the shit where it goes, Apple, Spotify, all that stuff. They'll put all that stuff out there for you. And we have an affiliate link. That's right. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I haven't done this in a minute, so give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. If you go to our website,
ShaneAndIShow.com.
ShaneAndIShow.com.
Yeah.
This is not starting out well.
No, it's not. But just keep going with it.
ShaneAndIShow.com. There is a link there that comes up with the little RSS logo. You get that link. That's our affiliate code. You use that code, you get like 25% off for a year or something like that if you get the year deal, which is still pretty cheap. So yeah, go to our website, ShaneAndIShow.com. You'll find all of our sponsor information there because I just fucked that up.
Yeah, well, they know how to get to it.
Yeah. ShaneAndIShow.com.
Yeah.
For all your website.
For all your Shane and I Show needs.
Yeah, except for you can even leave us a voice message there if you want.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how to check them. There's probably messages there that I don't know how to check.
Wait. You're telling me we've been telling people to leave voice messages
Dude,
there?
Dude, I've tried figuring it out like at least 10 times.
Uh-huh.
And I fucking don't know why I fuck it up every time I try to check the voicemail. But I figured they would send me an email, right? The website would send me a notification
yeah.
saying, hey, you have a new voicemail.
All right.
But it hasn't.
All right.
I figure nobody really believes that we have a website. Well, we have a website, but they can't leave a voicemail. You can leave a voicemail.
Yeah, we just can't.
You
want
to tell
it.
Us to fuck off or something? Do it.
Yeah. We won't hear you, but do it.
You want to vent about your problems? Go ahead and do it.
Fuck yeah.
So yeah, man, it's been a while and I'm a little jumbled, but we're going to calm down here and we're going to ease into the show.
Ease in.
Ease back into the show. Here we go.
Yeah.
I've been thinking the last couple days, Max.
Yeah.
I've been thinking there actually is shit I'm too old for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's some things where I'm like, oh, yeah, you can still do that because you're kind of young at heart. It's hard. Like, going to the gym. Like, I'm like, you know, like, there ain't no age limit on going to the gym.
Nah.
As long as you want to get in shape. But there is things in this life, man, that I'm starting to realize that I'm too old for.
Like learning new skateboard tricks?
Well, that, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm too old to fucking start skating again.
Yeah, me too.
Right? I'm 87.
Yeah, 87, 87 and a half years old.
You don't want me riding a skateboard.
Nah.
But yeah, there's skateboarding is a good one. I didn't even think about that. The one I thought of on the way here, there's a couple of them that I already know that I don't want to talk about. There was one that I thought of on the way home. You know what I'm too old for?
What?
I'm too old to be a dude around mm-hmm. a group of 20-year-old girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, say I'm somewhere and there's a group of 20-year-old girls and they're at the same place. I mean, nothing creepy, but they're at the same place I am. And they like start talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucking walking away.
Here's the thing. You're not too old for that. You're in that age where you're not. So you're too old to be like one of their peers, but you're not old enough that you could be like
creepy
grandpa.
I can't be creepy.
No, you can be creepy.
Right.
You absolutely can be
and
creepy.
And I don't want to be creepy.
But another 10 years and maybe you can get into
sweet
like...
Old, maybe I'm a sweet old guy.
Right. Yeah. Or weird old guy. Either way, it becomes less creepy again.
I'd rather be weird old guy.
Yeah, I believe you'll be a weird old guy. Yeah.
But no, dude, like say I'm like, I don't know why it popped in my head, but I was just thinking like if I was around a group of 20-year-old girls,
mm-hmm.
I'd fucking leave.
Yeah, me too.
I'd just be like, peace.
Yeah.
I have no business talking to you.
Nah.
None.
Nah.
I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah.
I'm too old for this shit, Riggs.
Yeah.
Too old for that. I just... And dude, that would just be hell. That would just be hell. A group of 20-year-old girls just talking, giggling.
Well, I mean, it really depends on the girls and what they're talking about.
True.
Yeah. Like, what?
But I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I'm fucking done. I'm fucking gone.
Okay.
Like, even if they say hi to me, I'm like, oh, hey, bye.
But what if they're in the daddy kink club and all of them are
But see, they're still too young, dude. Like, I can't. Like, there's
really?
A.
Really?
Dude, I'm 87.
Here's the thing, Shane. I never thought I would hear you say something like that. And I'm really proud of you for it. Yeah.
If they were like 28, 30, maybe,
uh-huh.
That would be cool. That would be all right.
Yeah.
20? No, dude. That's way too young.
That's pretty young.
Right? That's way too young. And I don't know. People say age is just a number, but what else are we going to talk about after we're done? Nothing.
Oh, well, if they just want you for your body, then why are you trying to have a conversation anyway?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Fuck, dude. I'd be older than their parents, probably.
Well, some of them.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
That's another reason I won't do it. Oh, look, my mom, you know, my mom's like 39. She's really old.
I'm 39, bro.
Yeah, I know. That would make me feel old.
Yeah.
And the other thing that gets me, too, is there's other things that I won't be around or I won't do. I won't go to a fucking fair.
Yeah.
I won't go to a carnival. Okay. I don't care if Ted Nugent's playing. I'm not going to go to a carnival or a fair.
What if, I mean, there are some.
Dude, okay. Here's the deal.
Okay. All right. Tell me.
If there was a band I really wanted to see and they were playing a fair, I would go just for the band.
Yeah.
But I'm not spending my day paying $25 to get in or whatever it is to fucking walk around dirt, go on shitty ass rides, and fucking eat funnel cake. I'm too old for that.
No, I get it.
I'm too old.
I get it. And all day is so long.
Yeah.
It's so long, dude.
And you're out in the hot sun all day.
Yeah.
I could get it. Like if I had kids or something like that, they wanted to go to the fair, I'd go, right? I'd suck it up and I'd go for the kids.
Yeah.
Right? If somebody invited me to a fair,
uh-huh.
If somebody said, hey, I got an extra ticket to the Santa Rosa Carnival Fair, whatever the fuck it is,
uh-huh.
Whatever they call it.
It's the county fair.
I got an extra ticket.
Every county in the world has a county okay. fair. It's the county fair.
I have an extra ticket to the county fair. Do you want to go? No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Good for you.
I'm too old.
I go most years. I go for about 3 hours.
See, that's a fucking long time.
Well, here's the thing. First, I got a very big, bad-looking hat, but it keeps the sun off of me. Second, I go, I look at the livestock. Because they always have the livestock competition.
Right.
And I like
See, that doesn't interest me.
I like the cows. Then I go to the petting zoo.
Doesn't interest me.
Yeah. Then I go to, they always have like the amateur art competition.
That might interest me.
Yeah. And I always go and look through that. And there's always a whole lot of like stuff that I'm like, yeah, amateur indeed. but then there's also always a few things where I'm like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
You ever see somebody just put a canvas with a banana peel on it?
No.
Somebody did that and sold it for like $1.5 million.
Well, good for them. And then finally, I get a bag of...
You don't go on any of the rides?
Nah, fuck that.
Dude, those rides are scary.
Yeah. Finally, I get a bag of cotton candy and I go home.
Yeah, that just doesn't sound fun to me.
It's an afternoon.
It's like, I don't know, man. It just doesn't sound fun to me.
Right.
I don't want to be there. Like, they have, the last time I went to a county fair was probably like 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Still young enough to do it.
Yeah.
I went on that fucking zipper ride.
Oh, the zipper. That's
dude,
a beast, man.
The fucking door. Like, they was flipping us upside down.
Yeah.
The fucking door came out, came undone. You had to hold on to the shit for dear life while it rotated it back, and the door slammed shut. Then you had to grab the lock yourself and fucking lock it because the goddamn attendant didn't lock it. True story.
Aren't you supposed to be, like, strapped in?
You are strapped in, but you have your arms. No, it's the zipper thing, the one that goes like.
No, I know the zipper. I've been on the zipper.
In a steel cage. Yeah. And it's just like, you have a seatbelt. That's all you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah. And the door swings open when you fucking flip over. And dude, that was the scariest shit in my life. That was some scariest shit in my life.
All right.
And I swore right then I would never go on that ride again.
Okay.
Like, I'm never going on the zipper again.
I haven't been on the zipper since I was like 10.
I'm never doing it again.
You know, it like I did it once and that was enough. I'm good. It was okay. But that like those things are insanely dangerous.
Yes, they are. They're like those little things that you used to have in the playgrounds. You know, those things that just spun around real hella quick and you used to try to throw your friends off of them.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And parents got all freaked out. And that was my childhood right there. Was going to a playground.
Those things are so much fun.
And you spin it, and you can hang on the side of it and like let your legs float out.
Yeah.
And it would fling you across the grass.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the line, parents were like, oh my God, my son's coming home with a fucking bloody nose from that little thing at the playground.
Well, I mean, those things would fucking shatter bones.
They were dangerous.
They were dangerous as shit.
They were so fun. Yeah. Those things are cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
And you don't gotta pay $25 to ride them. You just go to a park and they were there.
Well, a fair's got a ride that's a lot like that.
Does it fling you?
It doesn't fling you, but it's like
that was the whole fun of it.
You go inside this flying saucer thing and it spins.
Yeah, I don't like
fast.
That one. Yeah, I know that one. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No. No. I'm not a big thrill seeker like I used to be.
Well,
I'm too old for that stuff.
All right, yeah.
I'm too old for the fair. Though maybe I won't go see Ted Nugent at a fair.
You won't go just for the Nuge?
I won't go just for the Nuge. I don't want to hear Wingo Tango.
I mean, because like after 8 o'clock, the kids are gone, the sun is down.
That's when all the gangsters show up.
Yes, it's a very adult kind of scene.
That's when all the gangsters show up when all the fucking shootings happen.
Yeah, if you don't want to deal with all the gangsters and the shootings,
no,
then yeah.
Not at all. I do remember one time, though, that I actually did see Ted Nugent in concert.
Yeah. Was it at the fair?
No, it was at Great America.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Great America's like the fair, but way more expensive.
Yes, it is. Dude, I was just talking about this with Ron the other day,
mm-hmm.
and like they haven't changed any of their rides in probably fucking 20 years.
No, probably not.
Like they still have their same rickety ass rides they had back when I used to go, every year.
Do they still have the Diablo?
Yeah, but they changed the name of it. Like we were talking about it. Like they still have Top Gun, but they called it something else, like Air Commander or something like that.
All right. Yeah. Top Gun was a great.
They had that ride. They had that ride, the Demon. I was there a few years. I went a few years ago for work. We took some of our clients down there
mm-hmm.
and they had the Demon was still there and it was the same, like, if you've ever been to Great America, you know the ride, the Demon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like back in the day, it was like probably one of the top five roller coasters.
Yeah.
Like a long time ago. They haven't changed a thing. At least back then, a few years ago, they didn't change nothing. Like the entrance was still the same, except it was like old.
You know, last time I went on that one, I like it had been so long, and I rode a few of the more modern roller coasters before I got on that. The modern ones, like, they're really cool and it's a smooth ride. And then you get on one of those old ones.
Yeah.
And your head is between the two shoulder bars.
Yeah.
And it's basically it just smashes your head between the bars, knocks your teeth out, and then you're done.
Yeah. You go through a couple of loop-de-loops.
You got a couple of loop-de-loops, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they haven't changed it. But yeah, back to my story. Yeah, I went and saw the Nuge with a buddy of mine, and we saw who else played with the Nuge. Tesla. Tesla played with the Nuge.
All right.
And Tesla was great, and the Nuge was, he was fucking the Nuge, man. Got in between songs, he talked about America and hunting and all this other shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we left halfway through his set because it was just ridiculous.
Technogenous is his own kind of thing.
And I was like, halfway through it, I was just like, why am I seeing this guy run around talking about fucking hunting bears?
Yeah, also, he's got like he had two mediocre hits in the 70s or whatever.
Yeah. Way big sweet poo-tang.
And he thinks that means that people want to go and listen to him rant at a fucking...
People still go see him, man.
I guess so, yeah.
But he plays fairs.
Good for him.
That's why we'll go to fair. No, I'm kidding.
Hey,
if we respect can... the man, though. He, you know, he's never changed, so...
Oh, good.
He's been the Nuge the whole time.
I feel like over the course of 40 years, you probably should change to some extent.
He's the Nuge, man. Let him do what he does.
That's it. I got a friend who just went and saw back-to-back Metallica shows.
Yeah.
And she said they were fucking awesome.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, Metallica doesn't put on a bad show.
Nah.
I don't think I've ever seen Metallica put on a bad show.
I've never seen a Metallica show.
I saw them a long time ago somewhere. And it was during Injustice for All. Maybe the Cow Palace?
All right.
Maybe. I can't remember. But it was probably one of the funnest shows I've ever been to.
That would have been the 80s.
Yeah, I'm old, man.
That was a long time ago.
I'm old.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's won't go to fairs. That's one thing. We went on Ted Nugent rant. Sorry about that.
That's cool. So you won't go to fairs.
You won't go to fairs. You
won't giggle with a group of 20-year-olds.
No. I'm a hard no.
All right.
Like I said, maybe if they're 28, 30,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll talk to them.
All right.
20, no.
Yeah.
18, I'm running.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you.
Last week I learned I will not lift heavy furniture.
Okay. Oh, you lifted a refrigerator last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an age above which you shouldn't lift refrigerators.
I'm at that age.
Yeah. Okay.
87 and a half.
There you go.
I'm at that age.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm 39. I don't think I would lift a refrigerator.
I'm not really 87. I hope you understand that.
They get it.
Yeah. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Let's just say I'm well into my 50s. I'm well into my Clooney years.
You're in your Clooney years.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, for being as deep into your Clooney years as you are, you have a lot of pigment in your hair. Still.
I do.
Yeah.
Unless my beard grows in, it grows in all gray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unlike you, everybody thinks you're older than I am because all your gray hair.
All my gray hair. So much gray hair.
But yeah, so I won't lift heavy furniture. I was helping my roommate lift that new front refrigerator into the house the other day. I fucking pulled something. Last week I was helping him. I fucking pulled a bicep muscle or some shit like that. It was a bicep muscle. And like, it's not like I'm a fucking weak dude. I work out all the time.
Yeah.
Right? I was lifting the shit. Like,
well, it's a goddamn refrigerator.
I had help. So all of a sudden, our two neighbors come over who happen to be Hispanic.
Okay. Right?
These two guys come over. We're struggling. Me and this other old guy are struggling to get this fucking refrigerator in the house.
Yeah.
These two just fucking, they look at the door, look at the refrigerator. Dude literally puts it on his back.
Goddamn.
And fucking walks it through the house.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep, I'm too old for this.
Yeah.
I'm done lifting heavy shit. I'll pay somebody to do it.
Yes.
I will pay some 20-something-year-old dude and be like, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got this couch I got to move.
Absolutely. Yes.
I'm not doing it anymore, man.
100%.
There's one more than I had. But I kind of rethought it.
All right.
Because I initially thought birthday parties, don't want to go to them.
All right.
But on the other hand, like, you know, if it's a small gathering,
it really depends on the party.
Yeah.
Just that it's a birthday shouldn't be a deal breaker.
Yeah. Maybe it's a regular whoopee party I won't go to.
Oh, again, depends on the party.
I don't know, man. I'm a little too old for parties.
I had a regular whoopee party the other day.
Yeah, I know.
It was nice.
I would have came if I didn't work.
Yeah, you would have liked it.
Yeah. As long as it's mellow, like, it's not like 58 people or something.
No, it was like eight people. You would have been nine.
Right.
And it was just chill. And we had burgers and pie. And then at the end of the night, after half the people left, the rest of us got in the hot tub for a while. And here's the crazy part. We didn't do anything weird or sexual in the hot tub.
That is crazy.
We just soaked and talked.
That is crazy.
I know. If I, like, looking back to my first experiences in that very hot tub.
too much information.
Okay. Dude. All right.
Too much information. I don't hear about what your wild times in the hot tub.
All right.
Max's wild nights in the hot tub.
Wild nights in the hot tub.
So, yeah, man, that birthday parties in general, I'm kind of, I think that's more of my social anxiety shit.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If it's small, I'll go. If it's bigger than like 30 people, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
I'm with you.
I
remember being in my mid-20s and going to a party with like a house that was packed with like 40, 50 people and loud music and all this shit. And I hung out for like 20 minutes and I was like, you know what? This is not my jam.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not my scene, man. It's not my scene anymore. But yeah, those are things. I don't care how young at heart I feel. Those are things I'm just not doing anymore in my old age.
All right.
Just not doing them.
I think the main thing you really want to avoid is skateboarding.
Skateboarding.
Because look, most of those things you're going to walk away from, and you'll be okay the next day.
Skateboarding, I won't.
Skateboarding, you won't.
I'll fuck something up good.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, dude. I used to skate when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I was actually okay. Pretty okay.
Yeah, but you...
I can do a couple tricks. Yeah,
you were also a kid when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Kids bounce.
Yeah.
I remember I bounced off a skateboard once.
Yeah.
And it hurt, but I was fine. But if I did that shit today...
Oh, dude, I'd be laid up for a week.
Dude, I was going like 20 miles an hour down a fucking highway.
Yeah.
And I the first time I fell off... God, I was a dumb fucking kid. The first time I fell off, ninja roll, I ended up on my feet and I was fine. A little scraped up, but fine. The second time...
Yeah.
I bounced, man.
Yeah.
That shit hurt.
Yeah, dude. There's no getting up when you're older and you do something reckless like that and you fall and you fuck yourself up. There's no kind of... You're laid up for like a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're done.
Yeah, back then I was laid up for about 5 minutes and then I kind of walked it off.
You kind of bounce back. I remember today, one time I dropped in on this ramp.
Yeah.
I was trying to be a ramp skater.
like a half pipe?
Yeah, like a half pipe. And I dropped in and I didn't know what I was doing. And I fucking, no pads, no nothing. And I came up the other side, the board went flying and I fell flat on my back.
Yeah.
Bounced right up.
Yeah.
If I did that shit today.
Uh-uh.
Dude, no, I'd be in the hospital.
You're fucking staying there.
Yeah, I'd be in the
hospital. You're fucking staying there until a helicopter arrives.
What is it about a 50-something-year-old dude trying to fucking skateboard?
Yeah.
It screams midlife crisis.
Unless he's Tony Hawk.
Unless you actually got paid to be a skater. Then there's that center. But if you're me.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to skate or I'm trying to do something like that. I'm in my midlife crisis, dude.
Yeah.
I'm in. And I've already had it, and I don't want another one.
Nah, you don't need that shit, man.
It's fucking, I'm just laughing at the sight of myself fucking all decked out in skater gear at like 50 years old.
Yeah.
Be a funny sight. I may have to do that for Halloween.
Be a skater?
Dressed up like an 80s skater, dude.
I like it.
Fucking with the hair and everything.
Yeah, you could do that. or you could dress up like a 90s skater with a helicopter parent with the fucking pads and everything.
Yeah.
The knee pads and the elbow pads.
Something like it. There's things, dude. Like, if you're a 50-year-old dude and you're doing some of these things, you might be in a midlife crisis. Like, if you're trying to learn how to skate at 50, you're probably in a midlife crisis.
Yeah. If you're picking up something you used to do, that's just ill-advised. But if you're trying to learn to do a young man's thing at 50, don't. Just don't.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Find a good old man's thing to learn.
Play some cards.
Seriously. Get a fucking lazy boy or maybe a rocking chair for your front porch.
Hey, let's not go that far.
Have you tried it? Don't knock it before you try it.
If I try it, dude, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to sit on the lazy boy and not go to the gym.
Or you'll rock on the front porch and yell at the neighbor children.
And yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn.
Yeah, see?
When there's no kids on your lawn, they're like, dude, we're just walking by. Shut up, you brat.
Yeah, that's right.
Who raised you?
Better not throw your ball on my lawn. I'll keep it.
Don't be throwing no shit at my door.
Yeah.
Goddamn shit-throwing kids. That's actually be fun. They come walking by, you just toss eggs at them.
Yeah. Also, kids nowadays, they're not going to leave a flaming bag of poop on your door.
Where's the balls these days?
They're not there.
That sucks.
Well, you know, they'll go online and e-bully you.
Yeah.
But if you're not on fucking Instagram.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck you it. Don't know. Some kid's taking a video of your house. This fucking old guy over here. He always yells at me for no reason.
Yeah.
What are you doing with that phone, you kid?
You kid. You whippersnapper. You
kid. So, yeah, there's that. If you're trying to learn how to do if you're dating a girl that's, if you're in your 50s and you're dating a girl that's like close to your daughter's age. That's a sign of a midlife crisis.
What if you don't have a daughter?
Okay, but if you're close to any of one of your kids' age.
What if you don't have a kid?
Okay. If I'm dating a girl that's 25 years younger than me.
Yeah.
I'm in a midlife crisis. Snap me out of it.
What if you just find a mature young woman who's got daddy issues?
Like I said before, if she's like 28 or 29, maybe 30, we'll talk.
All right.
Well, yeah, 28, 29, 30, we'll talk. I can't go below 25.
Oh, man, you don't know how much it warms my heart to hear you say that.
I know. There was a time where I didn't care. But damn, dude. I just have this horrible image of like being at a friend's house one day and this chick walks down the stairs or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, fuck, I hooked up with his daughter. I don't want to be that guy.
No, you don't. That would be awkward.
Yeah.
That would be awkward.
I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Chilling at your buddy's house, 19, 20-year-old daughter comes walking down the stairs, and you're like, fuck.
But, you know, then you could thank him for giving his daughter such such hardcore daddy issues. You'd be like, listen, man, you really did a number on your kid, but I want to thank you anyway.
Yeah. That would be a weird conversation.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'd want to have that conversation.
No, probably not. You probably want to keep it to yourself.
Yeah. It would just be, I just had, at some point, dude, I just got this image of that happening to me. Or I'm dating a girl and we go to her parents' house, like I said before. And she's like, oh, this is my mom. She's 35 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I'll date your mom. It's just, yeah, things change, dude. Like you get older and you start realizing like what the stuff you used to do, you can't get away with anymore.
Yep.
The way you used to act, you can't get away with anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that thing of becoming mature.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Good for you.
I kind of like it. And I kind of know because there's a part of me that still wants to act, like just act like a douchebag.
Yeah.
But I can't do it anymore.
That's good. That's a good thing.
I just don't have the energy to like act like a douchebag anymore.
That's a good thing. Also, man, like that just like that shit. That could fly in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
And even the early 2000s.
Even in.
Yeah. But it just doesn't fly anymore.
No, it doesn't. And you just, nobody, dude, I don't care.
It's like you ever hanging out with somebody of like an older generation or maybe your age, whatever. No judgment.
No judgment.
But then they just like casually drop the N-bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, and you're like, whoa, I don't think you can do that, man.
Or they say something totally off the wall about, come on, you're not going to catch me. I'm not going to say it.
Oh, good. That's good. You're learning. You're learning. Yeah.
You say some off-colored stuff about Chinese people. Well, that's what I was going to say, but I'm not going to say what it is.
Oh, that's good. That's for the best.
Yes. But you, like my generation, we used to talk like that. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm aware, you Gen X motherfucker.
But that, but yeah, man, there's certain things that you just can't say. Like when you're around another Gen Xer, you just, you start talking about, you just fall back into it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help it. And you start talking about how they're taking away all the stuff that you used to like as a kid. And they're
we can drink right out of the hose. What's wrong with that?
Right out of the hose. We can stay out until the street lights came on.
Yeah.
There was no iPads. There was no Macintosh.
there was Macintosh.
There was later in the 2000s came the dial-up internet.
No, man. Dial-up internet started in 1994.
Yeah, see, in 1994 I was still a teenager.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was hard to get on the internet back in 1994.
Yeah, it sucked, man.
You had to fucking unplug your phone, plug in the computer, dial-up people.
Yeah. If you were lucky, you could download a single still pornographic picture
in 20 minutes.
In like 20 minutes, yeah. And it was worth it. It was worth it. Yeah. But still, come on, man. That was bad.
There was no video.
No.
You weren't doing video.
Yeah.
There was no Skype. There was no video messaging, no nothing.
Nah.
You had to literally download pictures.
You had to download pictures or go on one of those really, you could go on a really creepy, I never did this for sex stuff, but there were plenty of them, the what do they call them? Chat rooms.
Yeah.
Chat rooms.
I used to do chat rooms.
I used to do chat rooms too, but I wasn't like chat sexing. I was more just, that's where people would go to fucking like say shit that they couldn't say in their regular lives.
Yes. Yeah.
And it got dark and fucked up, man.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Yeah. Chat rooms were a thing.
Chat rooms were wild.
And then what else was there? I think that was it. I got all the old man shit out of me.
Yeah.
So.
Do you remember Hamster Dance?
No.
Yeah. There was this webpage, hamsterdance.com. I think it might still exist.
Yeah, I do.
And it was just a page. There were no buttons or anything.
Right.
It was just a bunch of hamsters.
Dancing.
And a little soundtrack.
Yeah.
A little loop. Loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy probably became a millionaire.
A very maybe. Yeah. But like that was the coolest shit on the internet that year.
Yeah. Dial up internet, man.
Yeah.
It was a thing.
It took a few minutes for that page to load, yeah. But when it did, oh, wow.
And then you'd have somebody in the house would be yelling, hey, I got to call my grandma.
Oh, that's right.
It's time to call grandma. Dude, that's back when you had to pay per minute to call people on your home phone.
Yeah.
Crazy. And you'd like to get the best long distance deal, you'd have to call after 7.
Yeah, you got to call at the right time.
Yeah.
But if you pick up the phone when somebody's on the internet, you just hear that fucking internet noise.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's going to do it for this episode.
Yeah.
I talked about all my old man shit. Yeah, we did.
We talked about our old man shit.
Yeah. We talked about our old man shit.
Getting into the days of dial-up.
Got it out of our system.
Yep.
If you've listened to this whole episode, hey, thank you.
Thank you.
If you could leave us a 5-star review somewhere. Wherever you're listening to this, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Add some text like, these guys, good.
These guys, good.
These guys, good.
Or episode, okay.
Yeah.
5 stars, though.
5 stars.
Yeah. You want to leave us a 1-star rating? Hey, I ain't complaining.
I might complain a bit about that.
Yeah, whatever. We've never gotten a 1-star rating, though.
No, I don't think anybody who would do a 1-star cares enough.
Yeah. Never seen one. We may have. I don't know. I've checked where we get our comments and all that shit. I've never seen a 1-star rating.
All right.
So anyway, if you liked our stuff and you've listened all the way through, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
And until next time, America.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.